Dobrý den, dámy a pánové, vítejte v Čerňinském paláci. Právě se nacházíme uprostřed jednání v rámci strategického dialogu mezi Českou republikou a Spojenými státy americkými. Českou stranu vede první náměstek ministra pan Tomáš Pojar a v čele americké delegace stojí politický ředitel amerického ministerstva zahraničních věcí Phil Gordon. A já tímto předávám slovo panu náměstkovi.
Děkuji, já zde Phila Gordona vítám. Jsem rád, že přijel na druhé kolo strategického dialogu do Prahy. To první jsme měli ve Washingtonu. Jsem rád, že se bavíme o zcela konkrétních věcech týkajících se našich společných zájmů, ať už je to v otázkách energetické bezpečnosti, bezpečnosti v náhledu na situaci v Afghánistánu a naší konkrétní spolupráci v Afghánistánu, o situaci ve východní Evropě, budeme ještě dále hovořit o situaci na Balkáně. Nás samozřejmě zajímají americké poznatky, to, co si Spojené státy myslí, jsou to pro nás klíčové informace. Jsme rádi, když můžeme říct zase, co si my myslíme, co my víme a jakým způsobem bychom se my chtěli angažovat a kde pokračovat. Myslím, že strategický dialog je oboustranně přínosný. Víme, jak veliké jsou Spojené státy, jak veliká je Česká republika, ale pokud se opravdu snažíme mluvit o konkrétních věcech, tak je to přínosem pro obě strany. Phil Gordon se setkal s ministrem, my jsme zde hovořili, ještě budeme pokračovat v této debatě, ale dohodli jsme se, že vyšleme další menší týmy, tak aby konkrétní otázky rozpracovávaly v budoucnosti. Dotkli jsme se samozřejmě otázek vědecko-technické spolupráce, pokračování těchto projektů, že je to v našem oboustranném zájmu. Takže ještě jednou vás vítám na tiskové konferenci, vítám Phila Gordona v Praze a tím tomu předávám slovo. Phil, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm really delighted to be here in Prague. I'm grateful for the hospitality that Deputy Foreign Minister Pojar and his team have showed to me and my colleagues. We're here for the second installment of the strategic dialogue with the Czech Republic. This is an important dialogue that gives us the opportunity for intensive and structured discussions on so many of the common challenges and issues that we face together. And in the course of the afternoon, we have begun those discussions on Afghanistan, on energy security, Russia, the Balkans, the Middle East. There are many issues around the world where the United States and the Czech Republic work together. We value our cooperation. We value the Czech Republic's support for our common mission in Afghanistan, which is one of the big challenges we face. And we appreciate this opportunity to share our thinking, but even more importantly, to hear what our Czech colleagues think about these issues. The Obama administration understands that the United States cannot tackle all the world's problems alone. We need strong allies. We find many strong allies in the European Union, and we certainly find one here in Prague. And again, thank you, Tomáš, for welcoming us here, and we look forward to further discussions in the course of the afternoon and evening.
Tak prosím, otázky.
Dotazy, dámy a pánové. Pan Roškot, právo.
Pravo Daily newspaper. Mr. Gordon, did you touch the questions of or the issues of missile defense or an Iranian nuclear program?
We did talk about missile defense, and as everybody here knows, President Obama charted a course on missile defense that was different from the previous administration. We've had the opportunity extensively to talk to our Czech counterparts about why we wanted to make that move. We think they understand. They'll, of course, speak for themselves. In our view, this was a better way to protect the United States, our allies in Europe, our deployed forces abroad, and it will allow us to do it more in a NATO context, which is important to us, and to protect all of Europe, and to deal with a threat that already exists. You mentioned Iran. This is a missile defense is about protecting ourselves from any threat, but there does happen to be a particular and growing ballistic missile threat from Iran. What we noticed and concluded was that the short and medium range threat from Iran was growing even more quickly than the long range threat from Iran, and that was another reason that we felt that this more flexible technology that we could move forward with more quickly was a better approach. And so we've appreciated the cooperation. We said from the start when we adopted a different architecture for this missile defense that there would be ways for the Czech Republic to participate. We're following up on that commitment, and within the NATO context, We believe there will be a way for the Czech Republic to contribute to what really is a collective effort in our common defense.
Nějaký další dotaz, prosím? ČTK? Okay.
I just wanted to ask, does the Chinese start of the missile defense program change the political situation or the situation? What is the U.S. reaction about that?
Well, I think you're referring to China moving forward with its own defensive systems, and I would just say it's not related to what we have been talking about, which is a program to defend the United States and Europe, but not targeted at China or in any way.
Jakub Dospěva, Četka, je možné v tuto chvíli říct nějaký konkrétní způsob, jak by se Česko tedy mohlo podívat na té přebudované podobě deštníku? A druhá otázka, zda jste se dotkli té situace s americkým velvyslancem v Praze, je to skoro rok, kdy je ambasáda bez vrcholného představitele. Děkuji.
On missile defense, I think, you know, it's premature to get into detailed discussions about what form that cooperation would take, but suffice it to say, yes, we have had some detailed discussions. We've had technical teams out here discussing this. This is obviously an issue because it is taking place in a NATO context that we're going to have to flesh out over time, but the short answer is yes, we've had detailed discussions about some of the options that might be available for Czech participation, and obviously we value that. On the issue of the U.S. ambassador, I will simply say ambassadors are handled out of the White House, ambassadorial nominations. It is obviously important for us to have an ambassador here to work on the relationship that we have been talking about in the meantime. We will expedite that as quickly as we can. In the meantime, our chargé is doing a terrific job, and our relationship is functioning well and robust.
Další dotazy, prosím. Pokud ne, tak vám děkuji, že jste přišli a přeji hezký večer.
Thank you.